Week 1, Thursday, Readings. Lord, open our lips, and we shall praise your name. Let us adore the Lord, the King who is to come. Come, ring out our joy to the Lord, hail the God who saves us. Let us come before him giving thanks, with songs let us hail the Lord. A mighty God is the Lord, a great King above all gods. In his hand are the depths of the earth, the heights of the mountains are his. To him belongs the sea, for he made it, and the dry land shaped by his hands. Come in, let us bow and bend low, let us kneel before the God who made us. For he is our God, and we, the people who belong to his pasture, the flock that is led by his hand. Oh, that today you would listen to his voice. Harden not your hearts as at Meribah, as on that day at Massa in the desert, when your fathers put me to the test, when they tried me, though they saw my work. For 40 years I was wearied of these people, and I said, their hearts are astray, these people do not know my ways. Then I took an oath in my anger, never shall they enter my rest. And glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Let us adore the Lord, the King who is to come. Eternal Father, through your word, you gave new life to Adam's race, transformed men into sons of light, new creatures by your saving grace. To Father, Son, and Spirit blessed, unending praise and glory give. Their silent voice no ear has heard, yet by their every word we live. The word of the Lord is a shield for all who make him their refuge. Psalm 17 continued. As for God, his ways are perfect, the word of the Lord purest gold. He indeed is the shield of all who make him their refuge. For who is God but the Lord? Who is a rock but our God? The God who guides me with strength and makes the path safe before me. My feet you made swift as the deer's. You have made me stand firm on the heights. You have trained my hands for battle and my arms to bend the heavy bow. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. The word of the Lord is a shield for all who make him their refuge. Lord, your right hand upheld me. Psalm 17 continued. You gave me your saving shield. You upheld me, trained me with care. You gave me freedom for my steps. My feet have never slipped. I pursued and overtook my foes, never turning back till they were slain. I smote them so they could not rise. They fell beneath my feet. You girded me with strength for battle. You made my enemies fall beneath me. You made my foes take flight. Those who hated me I destroyed. They cried, but there was no one to save them. They cried to the Lord, but in vain. I crushed them, fine as dust, before the wind, trod them down like dirt in the streets. You saved me from the feuds of the people, and put me at the head of the nations. People unknown to me served me. When they heard of me, they obeyed me. Foreign nations came to me cringing. Foreign nations faded away. They came trembling out of their strongholds. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Lord, your right hand upheld me. Long life to the Lord, praised be the God who saves me. Psalm 17 continued. Long life to the Lord, my rock, praised be the God who saves me, the God who gives me redress and subdues people under me. You saved me from my furious foes. You set me above my assailants. You saved me from the violent men. So I will praise you, Lord, among the nations. I will sing a psalm to your name. He has given great victories to his king and shown his love for his anointed, for David and his sons forever. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Long life to the Lord. Praise be the God who saves me. Listen to the word of the Lord, you nations. Make it known to coasts and islands far away. A reading from the prophet Isaiah, chapter 16. They have sent lambs to the ruler of the land, from Selah by way of the desert, to the mount of the daughter of Zion. Like fluttering birds, like scattered nestlings, so are the daughters of Moab at the fords of Arnon. Give counsel, grant justice, make your shade like night at the height of noon. Hide the outcasts, betray not the fugitive. Let the outcasts of Moab sojourn among you. Be a refuge to them from their destroyer. When the oppressor is no more, and destruction has ceased, and he who tramples underfoot has vanished from the land, then a throne will be established in steadfast love, and on it will sit in faithfulness in the tent of David, one who judges and seeks justice, and is swift to do righteousness. And in that day the glory of Jacob will be brought low, and the fat of his flesh will grow lean. And it shall be as when the reaper gathers the standing grain, and his arm harvests the ears, and as when one gleans the ears of grain in the valley of Rephaim, gleanings will be left in it, as when an olive tree is beaten, two or three berries in the top of the highest bough, four or five on the branches of a fruit tree, says the Lord God of Israel. In that day men will regard their Maker, and their eyes will look on the Holy One of Israel. They will not have regard for the altars, the work of their hands, and they will not look to what their own fingers have made, either the Asherim or the altars of incense. A responsory from Jeremiah 33. I will cause a righteous branch to spring forth for David, and he shall execute justice and righteousness in the land. And this is the name by which he will be called: The Lord is our righteousness. A throne will be established in steadfast love, and on it will sit in faithfulness one who judges and seeks justice. And this is the name by which he will be called: The Lord is our righteousness. A reading from St. Ephraim's commentary on the Deutasseron. To prevent his disciples from questioning him about the time of his coming, Christ said, "Of that hour no one knows, neither the angels nor the Son. It is not for you to know the times or moments." He hid the time from us so that we would be on the watch, and so that each of us might think that the coming will happen in his own lifetime. If he had revealed when he would come again, his coming would have been made pointless, and the peoples and ages in which it will take place would no longer yearn for it. He said that he will come again, but he did not say exactly when. Hence, all generations and ages live in eager expectation of him. The Lord pointed out the signs of his coming, but we have no knowledge of when they will be completed. In many varied ways, they have happened and passed away and are still happening. His last coming is, in fact, like his first. The just and the prophets longed for him, thinking that he was to appear in their day. So today, each of the faithful wants to receive him in his own lifetime, just because he did not reveal the day of his coming. His chief reason for this was so that no one might think that he who has power and authority over numbers and times is subject himself to a command and an hour. How could that have been hidden from him which he himself had determined, and for which he had given signs. He gave prominence to those signs, so that from that day onwards all generations and all ages might think his coming would happen in their own time. Be on the watch. When the body sleeps, nature gets the better of us. Then our actions do not come from our will, but by force from the impulse of nature. When the soul is overcome by a heavy sleep of timidity or sadness, the enemy takes control of it, and works through it what it does not want to do. Force dominates nature, and the enemy dominates the soul. The Lord's command about vigilance holds good for both parts of man. The body must avoid overpowering sleep, and the soul must guard against sluggishness and timidity. In the words of Scripture, "Awake, you just," and "I rose up, and I am still with you," and "Do not lose heart." That is why we do not lose heart in the ministry which is entrusted to us. A responsory from Isaiah 55. I will make a covenant with you, this time for ever, to love you faithfully as I love David. See, I have made of him a witness to all races, a leader and a master of the nations. This salvation of God has been sent to the pagans. They will listen to it. See, I have made of him a witness to all races, a leader and a master of the nations. Let us pray. Show forth your power, Lord, and come. Come in your great strength and help us. Be merciful and forgiving, and hasten the salvation which only our sins delay. We make our prayer through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, God, for ever and ever. Amen. The Lord bless us and keep us from all evil, and bring us to everlasting life. Amen.